Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Hi there, this is Radio Free Bongo, Bongo Johnny, your host. And I want to start off tonight's show with a little bit of a tribute, because in a couple of days, the Major League Baseball season will open, one of my favorite times of year. So let's say those words we've been waiting all winter to hear. Play ball!
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I mean, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base
right.
And don't go off it?
All right, I don't even know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. No, I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is center field. Look, you got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change him around.
Same as you.
Go ahead. Now, get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
Catfish on the mound, strike three, the umpire says, batter has to go back and sit down. Catfish, $1 million man, nobody can throw the ball like catfish can. Used to work on Mr. Finley's farm, but the old man wouldn't pay, so he packed his glove and took his arm. And one day he just ran away. That's true. $1 million. Nobody can throw the ball like catfish can. Come up where the Yankees are. Dress up in a pinstripe suit. Smoke a custom-made cigar. Wear an alligator boot. Happiness. $1 million man. Nobody can throw the ball like Captain Sam.
We started our baseball tribute with the Abbott and Costello classic, Who's on First? That was followed by John Fogerty doing Center Field, Put Me in Coach, I'm Ready to Play. Then we had a rare one from Bob Dylan doing Catfish, his tribute to Jim Catfish Hunter, one-time pitcher of the New York Yankees. And special thanks to old Leadfoot for supplying that little ditty for us. And I'd like to do another tribute for you tonight. This one goes out to country legend Buck Owens, who unfortunately passed away last week. So, Buck, this one's for you.
Works at a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps a cat and yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathered round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hepcat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. She closes up the shop and then we lose herself. At a head cap hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bob at the break of day. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Well, all of the cats have been hanging around, trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care. Or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Big star, might win an Oscar. never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder,
that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the road is calling yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
We started off our tribute to the late Buck Owens with one of his first recordings, actually. It was a rockabilly tune called Hot Dog. That was followed by the Beatles cover of his song, Act Naturally. That was followed by Creedence Clearwater Revival, giving Buck a mention in the song, Looking Out My Back Door, when he says, Dinosaur Victrola, listening to Buck Owens. We ended up with Buck and his friends, Roy Clark and Grandpa Jones from Hee Haw, doing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. And now, we're going to get rocking and then do some dancing.
I am the head of a rock and roll band. I have a guitar, it's in my hand. My hair is long and my pants is tight. My mother lets me stay out of time. And my guitar is a silver bird with knobs on front and knobs behind. Every time I throw a switch, my little fan just scream and twitch. It's 10 feet tall. It's loud enough to crack the walls. I make mistakes, but I'm not alone. I cover them up with my first tone. So when I die, don't wash my face. Just place my bones in a Fender bass. Oh, do this for me, please, won't you, boys? And tell the world I died alone. I'll play it one more time now.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yes.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a
freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Little teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? On the cover of the Rolling
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
I ain't seen you.
My smile.
We will make a
on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. Be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
I was traveling down the road, feeling hungry and cold. I saw a sign saying food and drinks for everyone. So naturally, I thought I would take me a look inside. I saw so much food, there was water coming from my eyes. Yeah, there was ham and there was turkey, there was caviar and long tall glasses with wine up to yar. And then somebody grabbed me, threw me out of my chair. Said before you can eat, you gotta dance like Fred Astaire. You know I can dance, you know I can dance. I don't seek entertainment, just poultry and game. But if it's all the same to you, then yes, I will try my hand. If you were as hungry as me, then I sure you will understand. Now wait a minute. Of course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance. I can dance. Dance. I really hit the floor. Oh, it feels good. Look at me dancing. I did a two-step, quick step, and a bossa nova, a little Victor Sylvester and a Rudy Valentino. You should have seen me moving right across the floor.
much about dancing. That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I've got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yeah.
And dance the blues.
can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Pick your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Thank you. waltzing in the moonlight. In the moonlight. Waltzing in the moonlight. In the moonlight.
Started our rock and dance set with Patrick Sky, again from Songs That Made America Famous, Rockstar. After that, we heard Cover of the Rolling Stone. It was Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. That was followed by early Leo Sayer, Long Tall Glasses. That was followed by Frank Zappa, Dancing Fool. David Bowie gave us Let's Dance, followed by Dave Mason and Traffic, You Can All Join In. Then we heard Red Dress, by Steve Fearing and the Rodeo Kings from Canada. We ended up with Jimmy Buffett doing Livingston Saturday Night. Nice lead guitar there from Tim Preckel. Equally nice work on harp by Greg Fingers Taylor and Mike Utley on piano. fact, Jimmy did manage to hook up with a lot of good musicians. Steve Goodman, along with the other ones we've already mentioned. Well, it's going to be time for us to close now. We're going to close this with The Mothers of Invention from the Absolutely Free album of 1967, doing America Drinks and Goes Home. Sounds like a plan to me. Good night, all.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I try to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car and your class ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. Now I know just what it feels like. There's no regrets.
Well, it's about time to close. I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Don't forget the jam session Sunday. Mandy Tension will be by. Play the xylophone tree. It's been a lot of fun. Monday night, dance contest night. Jewish contest. Gonna give away peanut butter and jelly bologna sandwiches for all of you. It really has been fun. I hope we played your requests, the songs you like to hear. Last call for alcohol. Take it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, Bill Bailey. Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Yeah. Caravan with a drum solo. Right. Yeah, we'll do that. Wonderful. Nice to see you again. Yeah. La, la, la. Don't ask them. Papa, don't go, go.
I've got it up in me. I should be doing that.
Night-eye.